What is my view about how the U.S. handled the situation of American citizens stranded in Yemen? Is there any case where the U.S. government should not rescue its citizens? So I'm going to take the second part of this question because I'm not sure exactly how the U.S. handled the situation of American citizens stranded in Yemen. Now, in Yemen, the United States had an embassy. It had ongoing diplomatic relations. It did not tell its citizens not to go to Yemen because it was actually there. The U.S. had a presence there. And therefore, it's under obligation when the situation changes to rescue all the citizens it has in that country. So if you have diplomatic relations and you have not warned your citizens not to go to a particular country, you are obliged, as part of your responsibility of protecting your citizens' rights, to facilitate their extradition from that country, to get them out, to rescue them, if you will. However, if you say, we have no diplomatic relations with Yemen, Yemen is a dangerous country, the United States government is not responsible for anybody who goes to Yemen. If you go to Yemen, you're on your own. It's at your own risk. In that case, if you've said that explicitly in advance, and I think you should for many countries in the world, for example, North Korea, even today, we have no diplomatic relations. We should have an explicit statement by the State Department that says, if you're an American citizen and you go to North Korea, it's on you. We will not help you, we'll not support you, and we will not rescue you. It's your responsibility. And then you should not rescue the citizens if they still go there in spite of the warning.